Greetings and welcome to Mind Matters News. The latest book from the Walter Bradley Center for Natural and Artificial Intelligence at Discovery Institute, titled Minding the Brain, has been enthusiastically received. Gregory Chaitin, co-founder of the field of algorithmic information theory, calls the book a stimulating collection of contemporary perspectives on a perennial conundrum. Neurosurgeon Andrew Knox says, "Anyone who has wondered if people are more than a pile of atoms should read this book." Another neurosurgeon, Tobias Matty, calls the book an academic masterpiece. Reviewers at Amazon have also praised Minding the Brain, saying the book is, quote, "very informative, well-written, and a fascinating read, even for someone that isn't a specialist in this area." Another writes, "My hope is that this is only the first of such books by these insightful editors and authors." However, our favorite Amazon review quotes comedian Emo Phillips, who says, "I used to think that the brain was the most wonderful organ in my body. Then I realized who was telling me this." Emo Phillips' joke is consistent with the theme of Minding the Brain. The mind is indeed more than the brain. Recently, we've been hosting the authors of the book to dive deeper into their contributed chapters. Today, we're shaking things up a bit as Robert J. Marks reads from the introduction to Minding the Brain. Enjoy.
Introduction to Minding the Brain by Angus Manoogian, Brian Krause, and Robert J. Marks. Is your mind the same thing as your brain? Or are there aspects of the mind that are external to the biology of the brain? This question, referred to as the mind-body problem or the mind-brain problem, has been debated for centuries and has captivated curious minds since the dawn of human contemplation. What is the relationship between our mental life and our physical body? Intuition suggests our subjective experience of the world is tightly bound up with our physical bodies. Exactly what kind of beings are we, with both a personal mental life and a corporeal nature somehow all wrapped up in one? Fresh insights into the mind-brain debate are the subject of this anthology. Analysis is presented from a spectrum of expertise, including psychology, neurology, philosophy, computer science, and neurosurgery. Although there are differences in detail, all agree there is evidence the mind is indeed more than the brain. In our modern age, full of science and technology, physical existence often appears to be the most substantial and real aspect of the world. After all, the technology that permeates our lives has been made possible by humanity's progress in understanding and manipulating the material world, including our own bodies and brains. In light of these technological wonders, it may seem plausible to assume that physical existence constitutes the most fundamental layer of reality, and everything else, including our mental lives, is built on that foundation. Yet we often take our mental lives for granted. Upon reflection, however, we recognize they possess different characteristics that do not align well with a materialistic framework. These include the inherent subjectivity of our sensory experiences. For example, pain cannot be without an owner. It must belong to someone. Our ability to employ abstract logic and mathematics to explain the workings of the natural world. Our capacity to envision a future state and then actualize it in reality. And perhaps the most distinctive feature, the sense of being a consistent entity, a quote-unquote I that persists over time. This is at the center of our mental activities. It is challenging to comprehend how an arrangement of impersonal matter could give rise to an agent with these distinctively mental attributes. Delving deeper, we realize these facets of our mental life are actually more immediate and tangible to us than the external world. Our perception of the world is entirely mediated through our senses. Moreover, the practice of science itself is reliant on our mental capability to employ abstract logic and mathematics. Similarly, the engineering of technology hinges on our mental ability to design solutions to problems and manifest those solutions in the physical world. Considering that our mental lives possess attributes that are not evidently rooted in physicality, and in fact hold a more immediate place in our lives than the physical world, could it be that our initial assumption that the physical world is the most fundamental or the most real aspect of existence is incorrect? Nevertheless, our bodies certainly seem to belong to the physical world. This raises the question how we can be both mental agents and possess a physical body that occupies time and space. How can two such vastly distinct aspects coexist within a single entity? The conclusion of the introduction to Minding the Brain. There is ample evidence across the spectrum of specialities that the mind is more than the brain. In his book, A Brief History of Time, physicist Stephen Hawking claimed nothing in physics is ever proven. We simply accumulate evidence. Drop a pencil and watch it fall. This is additional evidence for something called gravity. Similarly, this anthology has not proven that aspects of the mind are disjoint from the corporeal brain, but has presented strong evidence of such separation. This central theme has herein been articulated through the lens of diverse philosophical, medical, mathematical, psychological, and scientific perspectives. Over the past century, materialism has predominantly guided our approach to these topics, yet has repeatedly failed to adequately account for the core attributes of the mental. Evidence for a non-materialistic account is accumulating. As articulated above, several compelling non-materialistic models are available as alternatives to physicalism. As exhibited by the chapters in this anthology, these alternatives exhibit remarkable potential in elucidating the nature of the mind and brain. The shared conviction of this anthology's editors and contributing authors is that these frameworks warrant further exploration in a multidisciplinary manner, fostering promising lines of inquiry for a new generation of philosophical and scientific discovery.
For more information about the book Minding the Brain, visit the website mindingthebrain.org. That's mindingthebrain.org. Until next time on Mind Matters News, be of good cheer.
This has been Mind Matters News with your host, Robert J. Marks. Explore more at mindmatters.ai. That's mindmatters.ai. Mind Matters News is directed and edited by Austin Egbert. The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the speakers. Mind Matters News is produced and copyrighted by the Walter Bradley Center for Natural and Artificial Intelligence at Discovery Institute.